96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Good morning and welcome to Radio AM. Today is Monday, August 26th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green is joining me as we interrogate music. I think music is in crisis in the Bahamas. See, I'm beating my audience, my guest today, because they are two past Secretary General of a specific union, music union. And they have some issues. They have some concerns, they have some qualms about the Bahamas Musician Entertainment Union. These two gentlemen have now helped form another union. They are part of the United Artists Bahamas Union, UABU. But they're saying that things ain't right at the BMEU, that things ain't organized properly. And they won't talk about it because they said music is in crisis if these people continue to be in charge. Because they ain't doing things properly. In fact, they may be doing things illegally. Today I have in the studio, I have former Secretary General for the Bahamas Music Entertainment Union, Mr. Tyrone Thurston. Good morning.
Good morning.
And make sure Mr. Thurston's mic is on, please. And I have former Secretary General for the Bahamas Musician Entertainment Union, Mr. Shervin Ferguson, who is the current, let me see if I get this right. What you are currently?
This is Link Scavala.
I keep on messing up your name and I don't know you, Scavala. That's because I keep on calling you, what the next name I call you all the time?
Ferguson.
Is Lincoln Scavala Ferguson?
Yeah, Link Scavala Ferguson.
So I keep on calling you, I was trying to make sure I don't call you, name your last name Scavala, because I know better now.
Right.
So when I see him, anyway, let me correct it.
That's because of me. Remember when I say no more Fergusons in the union?
Yes, you did say that.
Right, like this Ferguson, right? So I tell him, just drop the Ferguson part. Be good.
Yeah. So there's just one thing I'd like to correct here is that I'm not a part of the United Bahamian Artists.
So we ain't talking about you. We're former Secretary General
of the Bahamas Musician and Entertainers Union. I'm still a member Bahamas Musician and Entertainers Union.
And you're concerned with your own union?
Well, let's put it this way. If things are not going right and good men say nothing, then the whole shish kabob suffers.
You know, you just interview now because I didn't know you were still a part of the Bahamas Music.
Yeah.
A musician entertainment union.
And fuck, I have receipts going back to 1972 that I'm the only member of the Bahamas Musician Entertainers Union can actually produce requisites that proves that I'm in good standing with the union. The only one. And I know this because being the Secretary General, and I'll cut it short. After the fussing and the fighting and turning over the stones and the rock, literally physically getting into hustles and brushels, whom I thought were respectable people, literally physically getting into confrontations, was able to get into some of the drawers, the files underneath the rocks, and found that there were no requisites to prove anything that these guys, so-called, that they have bestowed upon themselves. The only member who can prove with receipts, requisites, the only member. Now, as the former Secretary General, I can say that because of my responsibilities at the time. I'm the Secretary General was responsible for compiling the logs of musicians who would be in good standing, the board and so forth like that, based on the Constitution. The problem is when I brought it to the so-called attention of even the members who were part of the board, that's where the riff really got, it went sour. To the extent that I can tell you that there were two board meetings where the police were called and literally put Uzis up in my face. And I had to tell them, I said, when they came in and they said, who's the gentleman? Because that's the way the cue went out. There is a gentleman causing a disturbing at the union in the board meeting. When they came to, they had to come to the union was directed to the board, to the office, right, in the conference room by the then, she's still the secretary. They came in there.
But before you finish your story, mm-hmm. Aaron, I'm not sure if you're aware that there are two musicians union in the Bahamas.
I know. There's the BMEU, Bahamas Musicians and Entertainers Union, and then there's UABU, United Artists Bahamas Union. BMEU was officially registered in 1958. Records or anecdotal records indicate that it existed before and operated unofficially before the official registration. UABU is a recent creation, a newer musicians artists union. That arose, I think, in the face of or in the absence of activity from the BM.
In the face of corruption.
See, you hear that word corruption? I'm not sure if it's safe to say that word, but I'm going to interrogate it, right?
Let me say it again.
Let me.
I have the fox.
Let me ask this question. That's what I wanted to ask. Okay, so a couple of things. Mr. Thurston, you are currently a partially financial member, right? You satisfied all of your financial requirements for membership. I'm looking at all the papers, right?
Here are my receipts. It says the Bahamas Musicians and Entertainers Union.
Absolutely.
Receipts.
Absolutely. So what I was going to say is BMEU registered under the MPO Act? But then that's the wrong question. The first question is, what legislation governs or what regulations provide oversight for this particular union?
The policing body of the government is labor.
So Labor Department?
Yes.
Absolutely. So that's what I wanted to put on the table.
Absolutely, yes.
The Labor Department would be the agency that provides oversight for the space in which the union operates.
Yes.
Because the first thing I would say is the union, producer, my mic is a little, is there... Is there a space, or who is policing the union, and how could this exist? How could you be the only individual that can show proof of adherence to the bylaws of the organization in terms of financial obligations?
Well, let me start by saying I was a member, I became a member since 1977.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I was a member whom, because it was the union, and obviously the right thing to do at that time, in my opinion, so I became a member and so forth, right up until 2014 when I was invited to join the board. In 2014, still being a member whom would thought that it's just the right thing to do to be a member of the union. Not that the union literally spoon-fed me or provided a dish on the table for me. Obviously, they created an environment. So that I respect it. So after joining the board in 2000, I became more knowledgeable about
the operation.
Exactly, at that level.
Mm-hmm.
The president who died in 2015, after he got a bit of understanding, looking over the landscape, decided to ask me if I wanted to run for Secretary General, which I did. And the process will follow, as a matter of fact. We'll get into that, I guess, a little bit later. But basically, I'm trying to give you an overlap. So there's a particular process that happens. That happened, so forth, and I became the secretary. Now I'm in a position now to be able to see even more and uncover more. So then I got questions. Why is yellow being considered red when it's actually yellow? I mean, that's hypothetical, if you understand what I'm saying. We could get into detail later, but basically I'm just giving you the framework.
Right. Another quick question. Recently, a member of the Bar Association, immediately prior to their general meeting and elections, came to the media, the story in the media saying, hey, I'm a member, I paid up, and per our rules, I made a request for a list of all of, we call, quote-unquote, financial members, all of the members that are allowed to participate in this process because they have met their financial requirements. The lawyer indicated that they were not given access to this thing that per their constitution and their rules they should have access to. Have you or any individual member of the union or member of the executive at any time, has anyone challenged the leadership and said, hey, I would like a list of financially paid members before we move into this general meeting or before we move into an election?
Well, I did that in 2000 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
Into 21. As a matter of fact, literally wrote the director of, well, acting director at that time of the policing agency, and stated my case, presented the facts, and said, this is an ambiguous, it should not be. And that person agreed with me, but still yet, I don't want to fight City Hall, so to speak, quote unquote, because I need City Hall to be my friends in terms of the police. I want to be a friend of the police. Now, when I say the police, I mean, policing is policing. We take the cover label of police and assert that as to the black and the red stripes.
Mm-hmm.
But policing is policing. The meaning of policing is to actually enforce the rules and regulation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the Bahamas Police Force is the Royal Bahamas Police Force. So it is a governing regulatory body, right? But a security firm polices a site.
Mm-hmm.
They go around and make sure that rules are enforced. If for example, I go to the bank and the bank says no cap, the security police the rules and say you can't wear. I just want to get that clear. So the policing agency of all unions, all trade unions, is labor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't pick no fight with them. I want them to be my friend. But what the last general election, right, which I had presented the facts, because there are constitutional procedures. Like, for example, when I became the Secretary General, God rest his soul, Maureen Duvalier was appointed by the then president to be the chairman of a committee. That committee was the election committee.
Mm-hmm.
Even before the election committee, there is a nomination committee. So in other words, when the board is dissolved based on the 3-year term, it's dissolved. The president, the vice president, the secretary general, the treasurer, have no power.
Mm-hmm.
None at all. The only thing supposed to be happening then is the trustees are supposed to then be responsible for the general day-to-day operation of to keep the cost of the organization intact.
Like, until the next election and offices are constituted
because
again.
Until there's an election, No board could sit and make any rules.
My concern is I don't understand what is happening. Are you saying that the current board, the current leadership, is working ultra-virus? They say they're not legally instituted, that's what you're trying to say?
Well, first of all, the current board does not exist since the three-year term.
But when is the three-year term?
May would have been the three-year term.
Yeah. So the immediate prior three-year term expired on May 2024.
The Constitution said that there must be an election every 3 years in May. It states it, May.
All right, and so May 2024 would mark the expiration of the last three-year term.
Yes.
And you're saying since May to now, August 26th, 2024, there has been no properly constituted executive to manage. The trustees have been in charge of the day-to-day business of the union.
Get information.
All right. Mr. Scavella?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me say that they are having an election Thursday.
Okay.
This coming Thursday. That is not the regular election. They're having that because of UABU pushed the issue with labor and showed some things where the executive term has expired. And so we've been in meetings with the president and the secretary general from that union, with the government. And so all this time, they were really not legal to be in those meetings. And so this election that they have now is not a regular election.
The Register of Labor had to direct them to have this election. And I pushed to the Register saying, well, since now that you had to direct them to have this election, you need to ask for all of the financial matters to prove that the people who were there, who were running, are financial. Because in the ad, the director of the Register is asking for all members to be financial, but it says nothing about all officers must be financial.
Aren't all officers
members?
Members?
Yeah.
Well,
but we would need a legal clarification.
It's in the Constitution.
Yeah,
it's in the Constitution. No member has the constitutional rights to run for any office except they were financially sound for a period of one year
prior to
running for office.
Yeah.
So that was the beef I had even in 20.
In 2020.
Because I was the one who provided the list and literally said, you're not eligible to run for office.
But how come you get a list and they don't have a list? Where you get this list from?
I was the Secretary General. It's my, at the time, it's the responsibility of the Secretary General. Let me tell you how it goes. Before an election, the President requests the Secretary General to provide a list of all the members of good standing. That list then goes to another elected body. It's supposed to be the Nomination Committee. Mm-hmm. The Nomination Committee then would call and advise, and then it comes right back to the Secretary General, because the Secretary General is responsible for communications. Yeah. Would come back and say, okay, fine, Harry, Dick, Tom, Peter, John, whoever else, you are financial, so you can run for office. Larry, Joe, and Mo, you can't run for office because you're not financial. Well, that doesn't happen. And so that's part of my beef. The other part of my beef is in 2020, I refused to sign and also presented all the facts to the then director, acting director. I refused to sign the financial report. The reason why I refused to sign the financial report is because there were too many ambiguities. In other words, I'm saying, well, actually, that's one of the reasons why they called the police on me, because I kept saying in the board meeting, who got the loans from the union? Who got loans? God knows who got the loans and how much the loans were. and who authorized the then, God rest his soul, president to write off these loans without the permission of the board. The board doesn't even know, and it just so happened that because I wanted to do my work the way I'm supposed to be doing it, I found out, well, what's going on here?
All right, so stick a pin for a moment. I'm from the moment you say who got loans, I am absolutely stunned, right? What you mean the BMEU has the capacity to lend out money? Well, no, I'm not asking the question. I mean, it's sort of a rhetorical question. So now I want to look at the Constitution. And it brings me to this point. In doing a little brief research for today's show, after doing research in 2023 and 2022, I realize it's 2024. BMEU doesn't have a website. They have no digital or online presence. The only place I could find information about the BMEU is like Bahamas Local, and all it lists is the address of the location of the office. It doesn't list executive members. It doesn't list a board. It doesn't have a contact number. It may have a contact number. It have a postal address, I think, for sure. And so I want to ask, where would I be able to find a copy of the Constitution so that I could ask the question, do you have a specific financial committee that is responsible for this capacity or ability to give out loans, administer loans?
Okay, let me be frank with you. From 2014, when I joined the board, I myself was inquiring about the Constitution right up to 2019, when I decided that I would write to labor. And I have all my requisites where I wrote to labor. And I got a response from labor with and Entertainers Union Constitution, the first time in my life I've ever gotten, when I, like I said, I started rooting up every tree, turning over every rock. You understand what I'm saying? That's when I got a copy from the director, the former director of labor. This is it, right?
I mean, I can ask you a real serious question right now. Hold on, are you telling me that in your time in that office right up the road right there,
right
there was not one physical copy of a constitution available for members to peruse or executives to refer to in the operation of the daily business?
No. I had to inquire at labor to get it. Now, I tell you why. Because in my opinion, the lean, mean machine. Now, I don't know if you understand what that means.
I have no idea. Perimeter wouldn't let me off a side porch for
context.
Let me
tell you what that means. That means the leaner you are, the meaner you could be.
I mean, I remembered Julius Caesar saying something about it. I let them be fat.
In other words, the more you keep away from them, the more you could keep for yourself. And let me tell you something else. You see, this ain't no loan from...
What's that book in your hand?
That's why I said, let me tell you something
else.
These aren't loans from the Bahamas Musicians and Entertainers Union. These were loans from the pension fund.
No. That's an accusation. That can't be proven. We have a callee here.
Hold on. I mean, what we mean to say is an accusation of that level will require more proof, evidence. You need to bring some more. That's a heavy thing you just said.
Plus, I want to know why Link Scavala Ferguson is here, right? What issue does the UABU have with a different union?
Yeah.
Why your union up inside of these people business? But I want to answer, I'll call this caller first, and then I want you to respond. Why are you here making noise about the BMEU when you have your own union to deal with? Let's go to the caller first, and then we'll engage him again. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Call you live. Call girl, want.
We can hear you, caller.
Okay, go back to you, Link.
Yeah. What happened is UABU, there are monies being deducted from some of our members who work in hotels and sent to BMEU, including the pension. So we have stake in the grid.
Okay, so because I would have phrased it differently and said, why? How is it that UABU finds itself advocating on behalf of members of BMEU? And you're saying it's because many members of BMEU are now also members of UABU.
Yeah, former members of.
Right. So can't those members withdraw their membership from BMEU and indicate to the state that their pension contributions should be given to UABU?
No, our members are not a part of BMEU.
They have the Jews coming up.
They're not a part of
BMEU. So they have withdrawn their membership, yes, from BMEU.
Yeah, but their monies are still being deducted and being sent to the BMEU.
Let me just say, and I had this conversation with the past president. I said to him, I said, Mr. President, do you realize what we're doing here? I said, mandating. We are force taking funds from members, oh no, not members, from musicians who are not members of the union.
Yeah.
We're force taking it from them. So I said, so if we're doing that, then you might as well just make them all members. You can't take the people money and then tell them they're not members. And I've discovered after I found this book, I discovered that what I thought was 2.5% really was 3%. And I've got receipts where, see, and this is another thing, where not only I'm financial in terms of my dues, I'm also financial in terms of my levies. And let me explain that to you. Levies, dues are one thing. Dues is your $100 a year. Levies is the 5% that comes out of your salary when you work around hotels and wherever else. If I play to your party, mm-hmm, you had a birthday party, I will go to the union and I'd say, here's my 5% levy. I played for Aaron's party. The only member of the union who can prove that with the receipt. See the receipt right here? Let me pull up one of them. Do me a favor there. Great Cliff. I think that was one I looked at the other day. Anyway, bottom line is, I'll find it. But for example, I played the Great Cliff. Great Cliff is not a part of the, I don't know if they're part of the hotel association, but they're not, automatically deducting from our check.
Right.
Certainly there are hotels, I won't call their names, right?
So there are hotels that will automatically deduct and send that money to the
directly relevant, to the union, right?
Right.
I went beyond that. And if I played for your party or Mr. Newry's party, I would, as a member, I would come into the union and I say, okay, I played for Mr. Newry last night, I played for Aaron 2 times ago. Here's my dues. Now I'm finding out that I really should be giving them 2%. Because the pension fund is required 3%.
Now, where could I, that book is in hand. Tell me what that book is and where could I get a copy of it?
This is the agreement between the hotel associations and the union.
Okay, and what's the title of it? What's the title of it?
It's the industrial agreement between the Bahamas Hotel and Allies, Bahamas Hotel Employees Association, BMEU. So this is basically the booklet that's that governs the agreement between the hotel association and the BMEU, Bahamas Musicians.
Okay.
Mr. Thurston.
Yes, sir.
Right? It sounds like you're disgruntled. Now, I'm trying to understand, what is it that you're frustrated about regarding the Bahamas Musician Entertainment Union, right? It's, to me, so far,
mm-hmm,
right, what you have listed,
mm-hmm,
is it enough to say why that show that these people are not doing their job? You have issues with the management, but not necessarily that they're not doing the job. Are they doing a good job at the Bahamas Museum Entertainment Union? And what is your gripes? What is your concern?
Well, see, when you say that I have a beef or a gripe and all that kind of thing, right? This ain't about no beef and no gripe. This is about what's right. This is about the Constitution. This is about me. When I jump in my car, I put on my seatbelt and I stay on the left-hand side of the road so that I don't break the laws. So this is me when I join the organization. And I align myself with this Constitution. You understand what I'm saying? And then when I see the other guys who literally putting their dirty finger on me, when I say dirty finger, that's hypothetical, the terms
are,
you understand what I'm saying? How could you, as a matter of fact, the past president, at one point when I became a board member, had appointed me to chair a committee. Committee because a charge was brought against one of the board members for a particular reason. I'm going to go detail. Yeah. And I guess he looked over the landscape and said, man, only one person who you think he could trust in this situation. I was appointed to be the chair of that
inquiry.
Those charges.
Yeah.
And I went to the various musicians who were bringing these charges. And I compiled my report. But in doing so, I said to some of the musicians who had indicated their gripes and so forth, I said, you sure you want to say that about this particular member? And God rest his soul, I could call his name because he's passed now. So really, well, sure, you want this to be like that? And he said, yes. The past president, he's also deceased. He called him and both of our presidents, he said, you sure you want, because this person who you're saying is about can pull your plug.
Make it difficult for you to work in the Bahamas.
Pull his plug. Pull it out. You know what it is to be disconnected from the power source?
You mean from mainstream employment? Yes, I know what that is.
Exactly. Yes, can pull your plug.
Mr. Thurston, I'll ask you again. About the concerns and issues you have, because the union is still populated by members. They seem to be happy.
Well,
so it seems like you're by yourself.
Well, see, I can't bring each one of their minds in the room and show you that they're not happy. But I can tell you they're not, because you know why? Because they call me on, why do you think I'm here? You know why I'm here?
Mm-hmm.
Because none of them has the kahunas to stand up in the board.
So why don't they join the United Artists Bahamas Union one time?
Well, you see,
I'm going to go to Link now, right? Because he's still saying that he has some unresolved issues with the other union.
Let me answer this question with you asked just now. So why this? Let me tell you why.
Because you even joined him.
No, I'm still a member. The only member who could prove that I'm a member. But it's not about that. It's about what's right. It's about standing up for what's right. Not for me, you know, for all the others. That's one of those same members. I have to say to them, look, you're not in the, when I produced the list of financial, I said, you're not, how? I don't understand this. I don't see it. Where's your record? Where are the receipts? Where is the money you paid in? Because you have, if you're paying the money, you get a receipt. Where is it? And that same member, whom about a half of the board is picking every to him in terms of relying on the bread and butter, right? Listen, let me tell you something. And one of those, and two of those board meetings, let me go back. The police came twice. Put Uzi's in my face, didn't know, because of the way, like I said, the way they described it, the way they came.
They were responding to the call.
They were responding to the call. And when they came up, I said, when the officer said, who's the president, la, la, right? He said, who's the president? He pointed at me. So he came to me, I said, excuse me, do you know who I am? No. So, you want me to tell you who I am? Okay, well, let me tell you something. I'm the Secretary General of this union. Do you know what that means? Secretary General. You know what that means? That means I have the responsibility to make sure that this meeting, the president presides over the meeting, but I have to make sure that me, the secretary general at the time, is responsible for making sure the meeting happened, making sure the agenda of the meeting is put forward. Right? The president is only a signature. And I don't want to belittle it to that. I mean, when it comes to the board meeting, if you understand what I'm saying, he presides. So if there are whatever. So I explained to him, I'm the secretary general, and let me tell you, this meeting is not going to go on, first of all, because as far as I'm concerned, it is a party. The reason being is because on the agenda, you see what's on the agenda? The financial reports. And I refuse to sign it. I'm not going to sign it for these various reasons. One, I have too many questions that are unresolved. Two, what is this guy doing inside here? The auditor. The auditor is the guy who's supposed to then be the person who is supposed to be looking over the requisites. He represents the government. And saying to the government, I looked over these books, and this is confirmation that these guys are in line. But he wasn't there to circumvent my signature. He told me this to my face. It's in the minutes. He said he came there because he wanted to present to the board, listen to me carefully, an alternative.
Hold on. Okay, stick a bit.
Let me finish. An alternative for my signature.
So pause.
How could that be?
I get a sticker pin right here. I want to declare my biases, right? Like, I know you may feel like I'm rushing you along. Mm. I'm rushing you along because this ain't the first time I've heard this story, right? Similar issues arose with the Bar Association. I referenced that in the earlier part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. We see similar issues occurring in the Valley Boys organization. Mm-hmm. And now we have these issues occurring in the BMEU. We know that issues are occurring in other entities in the country, right? Mm-hmm. As I put my bias on the table, you would understand the perspective I'm coming from. This is it appears to be an organizational culture issue, that we're seeing similar dysfunction in similar types of entities across the archipelago. So my first question is, what is your path to resolution? What do you want? What is the outcome? What do you want to see happen? What do you expect the Department of Labor?
Okay, since you've been there, okay, go ahead.
What do you expect from them, mm-hmm. right? What do you expect to happen at this upcoming election? And what are your other intended goals or outcomes? For instance, clarity on the financial status of the organization. Do you want a rewriting of constitution, party constitution, and how it's mandated? Mr. Scavella comes to the conversation advocating on behalf of members of his union. Do you want to see, in terms of the Department of Labor, the matter of where pension funds are directed, where they're sent, or that matter? What is your intended outcome? What do you hope for? What do you expect from the Department of Labor? And what do you expect from the board? Even though they are technically dissolved, what do you expect from them at this election?
Well, let me start with, first of all, what I would like to see is a literal abrupt of this division with musicians, period. Literally abrupt. The problem is the reason why, and in my opinion, and you know, I'm not putting words in his mouth, the reason why United Bohemian Artists started is because of the same frustrations that I have. Now, in terms of labor, what I would like to see is, just like when I became the Secretary General in 2017, there were procedures that were constitutionally correct in terms of the way it was followed, from the perspective that there was a nomination committee. Well, first of all, there was a list of names from the Secretary General, supplied by me, who was then the Secretary General. Then a committee that dealt with nominations, then a committee that deals with the election. So that's the process constitutionally. Now, in this case, I'm understanding that I do know that for this election, up until a few days ago, there were only 13 to 18 members. Then all of a sudden, they have, I don't know, 100 or whatever it is, or wherever it is, members, right? Now, I know that's not constitutional. Why? You know why it's not constitutional? Because, first of all, in order to become a member of the Bahamas Musicians, it only could happen 4 times, January, 3 months after that, so quarterly, right? So, and then they have to be sworn in. Then, well, even before that, member of the union has to recommend them. So it's on a recommendation. They go to a screening committee. That's the process. A lot are brought to the board, and then they're brought to the body in terms of after that process of the board and all that stuff, your screening, and they swear to uphold the constitution of the Bahamas Association. That only happens 4 times a year, quarterly, from January, so you just count the, the 3 months. So first of all, so from a few weeks ago, a few days ago, before I went on vacation and came back, from 18 members to, and I got this from the police, basically. They only had 13 or 18 members. Now they have 120 members in a week, in 2 weeks.
But would it matter, like you say, in 2 weeks, if the provisions require them to be in good financial standing for a year before they vote?
That sounds like picking pieces of the Constitution to create guava duff without the guava or something. I don't know. I mean, that's hypothetically speaking. Mm-hmm. You can't take... It's impossible. If you can give me peas and rice, you can't put beans in it. That ain't peas and rice or pea soup. You can't.
But paying your dues does not make you a member. Joining when you pay your application fee, that doesn't mean you're a member. Like you said, there's a process
that has to be completed before you achieve full membership.
Yes,
right. From you say that I need to be recommended by a member, I ask, is this a gang or is this a union?
Well, you see, that's why I'm saying, since you asked the labor thing, right?
Yeah.
In my opinion, what I would like to see is this. The police arm of the government.
The policing arm of the government.
Of the government that polices unions and so forth, right? There's only one of the two things. That's going to happen here. Either a legal election or an installation. Right? Now, a legal election would be going through the process. Now, the labor has in the past allowed certain concessions in terms of allowing the union to get itself together, even in the financial reports and all that stuff, right? So they can say, so what we'll do is we'll give you 6 months. That will give them time to ratify and come and make sure that that they are constitutionally correct, right? Because it will give them time to vent the process of having new members and so forth ratified and all that stuff, and because it gives us the 3 month period. But if they're not going to do that and they're going to install, then I think they should look at it from the perspective of, well, who is it? Has to be me. Why? Because I'm the only one who can prove that I'm financial. The only one. Here the requisite, every receipt.
Absolutely.
We have several phone calls who wants to engage. We'll go to them right now, right?
Yes.
I assume what you said just now, if this election goes through, you plan to protest. And if you don't, and one of the protests is you want the labor, Department of Labor, to postpone the election until these new people are ratified properly?
Precisely.
Okay.
So constitutionally.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go to the caller then. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller going once? No caller? Go to the next one there for me. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Speak a bit for me. I can hear you.
Is this Guardian Radio?
It is.
Okay, I have a you online?
Yeah, we're talking about the union today. Musician union.
Okay, well, I have a situation.
Could you speak up, caller?
Industry are having a meeting. I speak right now. Okay.
1 second, producer. Could you increase the volume, caller? I need you to speak louder.
Okay, you have a bad line there, caller. Sorry about that. But if you call, you can leave your message with the producer, and then we'll call you back on it.
And here are the numbers to call. Try another number, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and, of course, 242-300-5720 for our family island residents.
We have a number of texts, but let me ask Link Scavala Ferguson some question, right? You have some uns with the Bahamas Musician Entertainment Union. What are your issues you have with that union? Because I'm still trying to find out why you here messing with these other people union stuff. What kind of issues you have with them?
Well, we have the situation with our members. and the money started being deducted from their salaries every week, or like we said earlier, whatever they do, if they do a party and in the hotels, whatever, they deduct the monies and send it to the BMEU. And the hotels themselves are concerned about that. They ask the police, who are
the policing agent.
Yeah. What should we do about it? And so that's why we were meeting with labor along with the BMEU to try to resolve these issues. But the current acting expired term president, right, he came to the meeting. Matter of fact, in one meeting when the director asked him about the issue or was not, he was like lost. He don't know. You know, only thing he said was, they want half our money. But we don't want half of their money. We want the money started being sent to the BMU from the hotels on behalf of the members who are in our union. That's our issue
so
with them.
So quickly, Mr. Ferguson, is that a technical legal issue? Does that require an amendment of a law or a provision that then replaces BMEU with UABU? So as opposed to funds extracted should be sent to the union, and we all think it's BMEU. You say the union, whether it is BMEU or UABU, what is the technical procedure that's required to allow the hotel to divert those resources to the proper union fund?
I think one of the things that can happen, the Department of Labor can assist. UAB could ask their members to write a letter to the hotels asking them to desist from deducting the money and sending it to the BMEU.
So the hotels are saying that they need certification that this money should now be different pension fund.
Yeah, and they're asking the Department of Labor, what should we do? How should we go about this? And so it's just because the Department of Labor have a lawyer, he could advise them as to what to do. And so we want this to happen. In addition to that, our members are part of the pension fund.
So they, even though they may not be members of the BMEU, they're still a part of the actual pension fund.
Yeah.
And so do they have access to the pension?
Well, I don't think anybody in this country who is a part of that pension fund could give you any answers on what's going on with that.
So that's another issue, clarity as to the status of the pension fund and its operation. Yes.
Well, let me show a curve in there. I was the Secretary General from 17 to 21, and it's only until a couple of weeks ago I was able to get the same yellow book right here, this.
A couple of weeks ago?
A couple of weeks ago. I literally had to do some gymnastic and contortions and you name it.
You know how many more copies of that book exist? Have you taken it upon you? Before you leave this building, go downstairs and photocopy the book, please, sir. Can we go to the phone line?
Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning, caller. Aye, sorry, caller. Again, the numbers to call quickly before the end of the show, 323-6232, 325-4259, 242-300-5720.
Either of you gone to the Department of Labor as yet to lodge a complaint or official complaint where they can consider and make a ruling upon?
Mr. Nuri, like I said, in 2019, I must have communicated with the then acting director at least 50 times. And I'm not talking about emails.
So, what year? 2019?
2019, emails.
Remember, who was the director at Labor in 2019?
John Pender. Well, he was the acting director.
John Pender?
Yes.
And registrar.
And registrar.
He was the acting director and registrar at Labor. Let me
just also say, too, right, that's something that might be very interesting in that. There was a period in time a DJ had joined the union. He was like about 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, I think I'll just, because, you know, it's a little bit...
it's a lengthy story. So yeah, let's reiterate. You got a wish list, the top three things that you want to be addressed before this upcoming BMEU emergency election. Can we call it that?
Yeah. Okay, fine. That's good. And what I'd like to see is I would like to see the police come in and police this properly. That's the policing agency.
Yeah.
Well, the policing agency that regulates the unions.
Right.
Policing agency regulates the union. I would like to see them really take what I call the policing approach on it and come and see to it that it's constitutionally correct. That whatever happens is going to, and if they decide, okay, fine, well, you know, we're going to install something or somebody, then still look at it from the requisites. In other words, what can be proven? What can be proven? I can tell you, I have all my receipts. So if anybody should be installed, it should be me. I'm right off the top.
All right, that's number one. Number two, to provide clarity on the status of the operation of the pension fund?
Obviously, definitely, because as far as I'm concerned, I'm coming for my pension now. I have every paycheck from 1990. I think I get fine now, and I'm going to go back in my files and see if I. Oh, and I have them in the cloud. I have them in the clouds too, and only my wife don't even know what cloud that in. Only three people know. Three of my attorneys, and they don't even know who they are. So if anything, I can tell you that. They know that if something goes wrong, they better get three of them to get and find out and find this cloud and get everything out of the cloud.
All right. The last thing, what is it that you are asking of the existing and past members of BMEU?
I would say to all members out there who are listening to me, I would say to them, please listen to what I'm saying. What's going on now is a division between the unions, and there is something that's called conquer and divide. This is what they're doing to us, conquer and dividing us. We should come to, there should not be a United Bayman Artist and a Bahamas Musician and a Tinian. The only reason why that happened is because of the conquer and divide mentality.
Absolutely. We are at the end of the hour for Guardian Radio AM.